With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People on private wells in five Oneida County townships may be offered free PFAS testing. It stems from the contamination in the town of Stella. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals that have been linked to some adverse health effects. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Wisconsin DNR has tested 241 wells in the town of Stella, where some of the highest levels of PFAS contamination in drinking water in the country has been found. As of June 20th, 88 private wells reported concentrations of PFAS higher than the DHS recommended guidelines. No official cause of the contamination has been found, though there has been a focus on land spreading on the agricultural fields. In January 2024, the Oneida County Board passed an advisory resolution calling for testing of private wells within a 6-mile radius anywhere in the county where biosolids have been spread. Now the DNR, along with the EPA, is offering free PFAS sampling to full-time and seasonal residents in certain townships. The testing will be concentrated on wells near or down gradient of agricultural fields in Crescent, Newbold, Pelican, Sugar Camp, and Pine Lake. Mark Pauly is the DNR drinking water supervisor for northern Wisconsin.
This whole effort is to try to protect public health. And so this is just trying to see if we have any issue in other areas of Oneida County that we have seen in town of Stella.
Pauly says they don't have enough funding to offer free testing to all the private wells called for under the resolution by Oneida County. As WXPR mapped out, that would be most of the county. People that are eligible will get a letter from the DNR. The letters will go out in rounds over the next several months, so testing labs don't get overwhelmed. Pauly says it's hard to determine how many wells they'll be able to test with the EPA funding. If a test comes back positive, it costs more to test it again to confirm. He's hoping they'll be able to test between 400 and 450.
Again, just reiterate that right now appears to be a one-time opportunity. And so if they are concerned about PFAS and exposure to PFAS, I think that they should take this opportunity.
You can find more information about this latest sampling effort at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad was arrested Friday evening for harassment, bail jumping, and disorderly conduct, according to online court records. According to the criminal complaint, Lakeland Times owner Greg Walker said Bangstad and a couple of other people gathered at the Minocqua Brewing Company were harassing him and yelling profanities at him while he was at his business across the street. In a video posted to Facebook Saturday evening, Bangstad said he was holding a political speech and beer tasting Friday when Walker came out of the Lakeland Times building. Bangstad said he started talking to the people at the brewery about Walker and said they weren't threatening Walker, they were protesting him. Bangstad pleaded not guilty to the charges in court Monday. Walker and Bangstad have had a years-long conflict. In 2023, Walker sued Bangstad for defamation and won. Bangstad was ordered to pay $750,000. About a year later, Bangstad was arrested for criminal defamation for continuing to post online about Walker. That case is still ongoing. Six other people at the brewery were arrested for disorderly conduct. The Oneida County District Attorney's Office told WXPR they are not being charged. A budget deal brokered by Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature cleared a key hurdle just hours after it was made public. The legislature's budget committee passed it on Tuesday. The budget cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion and increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin despite a threatened cut. Democrats credited gains they made due to redistricting that forced Republicans to negotiate. The legislature is scheduled to start voting on passing the budget today. The deadline for a new budget was Monday, but the current funding continues until a new spending plan is signed. Wisconsin senators released statements immediately following the passage of a major domestic policy package the president calls the One Big Beautiful Bill. Republican Senator Ron Johnson had been a holdout on the bill for a while, arguing it did not do enough to cut government spending. Johnson says he voted for the bill because it avoids a $4 trillion automatic tax increase and a default on our debt. He went on to say the bill is a step forward, but there is still a long way to go in reducing spending. Johnson wants to see government spending return to pre-pandemic levels. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin called the bill catastrophic. She said it rigs the tax code in favor of the biggest corporations and the ultra-wealthy while putting the health care of millions at risk. Roughly 250,000 Wisconsinites are expected to lose health care coverage under the bill. Baldwin says the bill does not solve the problems that Wisconsin families are facing. In fact, she says it makes them worse. The bill passed the Senate 51-50. Vice President J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie to push it over the top. It now goes back to the House for a vote. Plenty of people will be on the water over the 4th of July holiday weekend, and some of them will probably be drinking. The Wisconsin DNR will join law enforcement agencies across the country for Operation Dry Water. It's an annual campaign to prevent boating while impaired to help keep the waters safe for everyone. Statistics from the Coast Guard show alcohol is the leading known factor in recreational boating fatalities. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider arguments about removing spending caps between national political parties and individual candidates. Mike Moen reports.
The National Republican Senatorial Committee wants the court to lift restrictions on how much a political party spends on someone's campaign if they're running for federal office. Hillary Brasseth with the nonpartisan group Open Secrets says that's a big difference between the outcome of the controversial Citizens United ruling from 2010 concerning political action committees.
So nowadays in elections, we hear often about super PACs. These groups are able to spend unlimited amounts insofar as they don't coordinate directly with the candidate.
And if the court sides with the plaintiffs, limits on coordinated spending would be a thing of the past. For federal races, smaller population states have leaned more on out-of-state support. Brasseth notes this case could fuel more of that activity depending on the outcome. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.